Walter Cronkite and Cher tomorrow.
Right. Doing traffic on a bicycle.
With wild monkeys on his shoulders. I'm just trying to jazz up the show a little bit, trying to get you down with... We're not totally without ideas.
Right.
You know the ideas that are flowing back and forth here in the studio while we're not on the air.
Right.
And some of them are going to see fruition. Anyway, joining us now is Jim from Hartford, left-wing pinko Jim from Hartford. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Carl.
How are you doing?
Good. You know, after all this time, I still don't have any answer to this question, and I hope that you can give it to me.
Okay.
Do they have, is their electric service in Baghdad metered?
Is it metered?
Yeah. Do they have electric meters? Do they have meter readers?
You're on a quest.
Well, it'd be a great job, wouldn't it, to have?
Or do they have the radio signals like we have here, you know, where they don't have to go into the house?
Why do you want to know this?
Well, I'd like to know. Look, you don't think it's a good question?
Well, no, it's a good question. But it's not one of those sort of internal questions that's bothering most people. I bet you're the only person within a 2,000-mile radius of here who's really wondering and who's on a quest to find out.
I hesitated to call in and ask this question. But the point is, I think it's an interesting question. I think it would explain why they don't have reliable service if it's not metered. And if it is metered, I wonder if they get the interrupted rate.
Well, that might be an interesting thing to know. Well, my understanding is that I think it's in 13 out of 19 provinces or something like that, electric service in Iraq is worse than before the war.
But
still,
it's metered.
I know you want to know that it's metered. Whether it's metered.
Find out whether it's metered. Find out whether or not.
Well, why is it my job? Why do I have to do this?
Because you're the answer man.
Call someone in Baghdad and say, is your electric service metered?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, just call up. We'll put Bobby in there right now.
I could call him up and say, do they have Saddam Hussein in a can, too?
Well,
I can ask him if the refrigerator's running.
That's fine.
Okay.
I think Charles is offended.
Yeah.
Because you didn't want to call Baghdad and find out if the refrigerator's running.
Why do I have to
That's
do
good.
This?
You know why it is?
What?
People have come to depend on you.
I know, but I don't think it's important.
People call up here,
I'm starting to talk like him, too.
Think about it. People have called with all kinds of ludicrous questions, and you have managed to go to your little source there and find out the answer.
We've done ludicrous calls here.
Right, exactly. And so they've come...
And then you find out whether they got any electrical meters in Baghdad, he says. Ludicrous wanted to know the same thing.
I don't think it's an unreasonable question.
Yeah. He wanted to know Ludicrous wanted to know how many Iraqis have gas heat. That was his question.
I'll bet you Tommy Lee Jones is doing the commercials for the telephone company in Baghdad, too.
Yeah.
Could you find that out while
it's Thilo Ward. They love Thilo Ward over there. And who doesn't, really, when you get down to it?
Yeah.
A damn fine-looking woman. All right, I will try to find this out, if only... I can't...
Over there, they have SBC, too. The B is for Baghdad. Over there, though.
Saddam's Baghdad Company.
Company, yeah. It's a different thing than the one we have.
Well, only because Charles asked so nicely, I'll try to find this out for him.
He sounds like
his uncle or something.
No need snapping at the listeners.
Let's go to the traffic now, and I'll try to find this.
Okay, that's great.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, we're going to rock down to Electric Avenue.
Hey, Lisa Lassie. I can't find... I'm breaking my neck.
You can't find?
That's what I just spent the last 3.5 minutes of my stupid life doing.
Will you try?
By the way, they have meter readers in Baghdad. Why don't I just kill myself? I should start thinking that I'm still gonna doormat for these listeners, and I'll just do anything they want me to. And now Candace is gonna scream at me about Guster.
Bruce and Colin shall return.
Oh, hey, there's budding television. We got TV stars all over this place.
Yeah,
right there.
Oh yeah, Mr. Chris Francis is. Well, we can say this, right? That he's doing Encore TV.
I guess so.
Be on Court TV.
What difference? We never pay any attention to what anybody says anyway.
They're doing a big feature on employees who get caught downloading porn, and he's actually one of the people they're interviewing.
They call Doug the Rocket because when you need something done fast.
Not too long ago, you go to a hockey game and you get into some kind of.
I did not get into anything.
Brawl with some goon from Wilkes-Barre or something. Some goon from some horrific.
I admit I wanted to.
And so that's already been amply documented and discussed.
Yeah.
And now Bobby, our producer, who's, I mean, he's a reasonably
No, he's not.
No, he's not even. He's, I don't
no,
know.
He's
even
not really
but he's especially insane on the whole subject of wrestling. He really likes wrestling. So they had a bunch of wrestling thugs and goons that sent on a special pay-per-view whack event at the Civic Center on Sunday. And so Bobby and some other people from the station went there as what are called seat fillers. Now, they packed the Civic Center just to the gunnels with, you know, insane jabbering wrestling idiots to watch this stuff. But just in case the camera pans to the seat of someone who's, like, going to the bathroom or something like that, they have to have that seat filled.
Going to the bathroom in the seat?
Yeah, I mean, most of the people are probably incontinent anyway. But, I mean, just in case anybody gets up to go get more to drink so they can mess themselves in their seats. So they have these things called seat fillers. And that's what Bobby...
So that's
Bobby,
what a seat filler is.
But Tristano, who's, like, the marketing director of this radio station, I mean... is actually also there as a seat filler. Can you imagine? I mean, you know, it's bad enough to be going to this degenerate event in the first place, and then to be there, you know, in that capacity, running around at the beck and call of some, you know, assistant producer to sit in the seat so they're not empty.
Yeah, that's really pathetic.
And then Bobby really gets into a brawl. He gets into a fight with somebody.
Yes, he does. He really came to blows.
It's
embarrassing because it reflects upon us and the fine quality that we produce
just
every single day.
Just in the same sense that you're ugly.
I
feel like I'm the only person in the show. I've got to go to the Civic Center and pick a fight with somebody, obviously, because I'm the only person. I'm going to have to go to, like, Disney on Ice and punch out, like, you know, the candlestick in Beauty and the Beast or something. I don't even know. I'll have to go to the next event.
Be my guest.
Hey, you, alarm clock, whatever you are, get over here.
Oh, I can't go on.
Oh, that's too good.
So, basically, I have to go to, like, the next event. Well, actually, His Royal Badness is coming.
Yeah, that's not, no.
That wouldn't be as much fun.
Disney on Ice.
Also, I'd be scared to get into any bar fight. But Sarah McLachlan, I could probably beat up most of the people at the Sarah McLachlan concert.
Yeah, probably. Although maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe
might
close.
Be, might be the best chance I have anyway. But anyway, yeah, I have to go to an upcoming Civic Center event and get into some kind of Donnybrook.
Yeah.
Because that's apparently the motif of this show. First it's you and then Bobby...
But with Bobby's criminal record, too, you'd think that he, you know, would be really very, very careful about engaging in some sort of, you know, fisticuffs in the midst of this big audience.
What do you think
audience?
Is going to happen? You go to a wrestling event, it's all just, you know, freaks who are just jacked up on speed or something. I mean, who would go to that thing anyway? It's not like, you know, and I guess part of the problem was that Bobby was rooting for both the heroes and the villains.
Which makes so much sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you're
cheering, I often do that when I go to a sporting event.
You're, like, cheering for both Hamlet and Laertes.
Yeah.
But that was that apparently occasioned some kind of screaming match with some other jacked up, whacked out wrestling chump who wanted to beat him up.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it just seems to me that, you know, that there was a time, like the guys who did Mike Line and stuff, you know, they could go out in the community and there weren't these incidents. Yeah, once in a while, Floyd Richards would wind up in jail for the night, but not very often. It was kept to a minimum. We did have some violent outbreaks by Dave Goldman when he was doing Weather News.
Yeah. Did you ever get this from Mark Davis, for example?
Well, no,
Mark Davis used to do the, you know, the night show.
Yeah. Mark Davis would go to the punk clubs and stomp the squares, but it was all kept within about a two-block radius of the Lift Club. All right, do we have an extra? Are we over there?
No, we have a little more.
Oh, okay.
We have a little more. We could dig this a little deeper, I think.
Well, anyway, we have Arnold Dean, one of the people involved with this particular time segment, who's not, you know, facing arraignment somewhere. God, it's like we can't even have Seligman on as a guest anymore. He's probably too busy defending you guys. But anyway, we have that coming up. We have our little sports discussion, and we'll be back to taking your calls. Well, I figure Pias says, let's go over the signals. Three fingers means I hate you. Two fingers means you're a bat-throwing, head-hunting, hayseed freak. and one finger means up yours. It's time for Sports à Trois, the very French sports discussion segment. Avec Monsieur Arnoldine, Michel Stevens, and myself, Louis Gascon de la Mer.
Kind of happy I walked into the studio late.
Cars fixed, their houses repaired, and outfitted with the latest electronic equipment. Now, let me just say another thing about the Asselins and their confederates. What a bunch of wussies, because when they got Raymond got arrested, he collapsed, according to one icon I read. Briefly. It wasn't like a big collapse, but he briefly collapsed.
You think it was a swan dive?
A little bit.
A phony deal.
And then another person who was arrested in connection with these charges, one of their confederates, 76-year-old Paul Bannock, was hospitalized after he began hyperventilating during his arrest. You know,
give him a bag.
Take it like a man. Yeah. I have a lot of hyperventilating here. You know, I mean, Al Capone didn't hyperventilate. You know, he wasn't like blowing into a brown paper, clear paper bag going, you know, I'm... You know, Alvin Karpis was going, I think I was Xanax and go to jail, some crazy. Oh, Sherry left. We were going to put her on the air. Sherry was concerned.
Now, about something you said.
About something that I said.
Hard to believe.
The family name is Asselin. Asselin. A.S. Asselin.
Yeah.
All the little Asselins, too. There was Raymond Asselin Sr. He was the big Asselin.
You're not helping.
Don't do that.
I can't help it. I'm sorry. I know. It's not right of me to do that.
But there was a whole bunch of family matters. So there was the big Asselin at the top. Raymond Asselin.
Got that.
Yeah.
I got that.
Raymond Asselin Sr.
Yeah.
And then there was a whole series of other smaller Asselins.
Uh-huh.
No indication as to whether they had any ties to the Royal A-Holds company or not.
But that's plausible.
It is plausible.
Yeah.
It's
a Dutch company, is it not?
Dutch company, yeah. They own grocery stores. They have nothing to do with the Asselins. The Asselins are off on their own.
It's a separate kind of deal,
Having their own Dark Night of the Soul right now. All right. Well, basically, that's about it for us.